Angeles. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
And the anger on the right continues to grow. The Kavanaugh effect being seen now in polling. And I want to go to a column by Nathaniel Blake. Nathaniel Blake, who writes for The Federalist. Because I've been asking for some time, where do the never-Trumpers hide? Where do they hide now? Bill Kristol, yesterday declaring, I am still never Trump, always will be. Well, that's great, Bill. You sit on your little island all by yourself because Nathaniel Blake will no longer be sitting there. He wrote a column here yesterday, is it too late to get one of those red hats? I didn't support Donald Trump during the 2016 election. Not that it mattered. I wasn't in a swing state and my vote didn't matter. On election night, I had a few drinks and enjoyed Hillary Clinton losing, though. It was a spectacle at which, to borrow a line, it would have taken a lot of heart and a heart of stone not to laugh. I did text a friend or two and said I hoped I was wrong about Trump. In some ways, I was. He has kept his promises on judges, for instance. In other ways, I think my low opinion of him has been thoroughly vindicated. Thus, in writing for The Federalist, I've defended the president and criticized him. I've also criticized the diehard never-Trumpers who are willing to jettison conservatism to pursue their personal vendetta against Trump. But what has really turned him is not necessarily the president and his policies and keeping the promises. Here's the paragraph. It is not just that the Democrats have vitiated any claim to possess superior character or temperament, though they have, or that Trump's policies have been better than I expected. I now support Trump because the Democratic Party and its media allies are controlled by people who view conservatives not as political opponents to be voted down, but as enemies to be personally destroyed. Trump will say anything, but Democrats will do anything. They and their media allies smear a universally respected judge with an impeccable record as a serial sexual predator on evidence that wouldn't have justified any indictment. They repeatedly lied and hid evidence in order to create a delay, i.e., Christine Blasey Ford couldn't fly. In the end, as was the evidence against Kavanaugh consisted only of dubious testimony of a woman who couldn't recall basic details of time and place and whose story has changed completely. But Democrats did their best to forever brand him as a sexual predator anyway. They did not want a serious, confidential investigation. They wanted to publicly grind him into the dirt while the mob howled for his head. And with that, and I appreciate the honesty from Nathaniel Blake. Is it too late to get one of those red hats? No, sir. I'm sure they can find you one. I'm sorry it's taken some of these folks so long to realize what the real game plan has been from the left, which is to destroy anybody on the right, destroy Donald Trump, undermine and destroy the legitimacy of his presidency. Now undermine and destroy the legitimacy of the United States Supreme Court. That's the play. And it's pretty clear. It's not working, though. And I did the column here with Nathaniel Blake so that you could join me in listening to the fact that the voters are madder now on the right than they've ever been. 62% of Republicans are more likely to vote because of the Kavanaugh controversy compared to just 54% of Democrats. And let me share some polling with you that's very indicative of what's going on around the country. Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin, has been running behind for his third term. He's been running behind for his third term for some time. 4, 5, 6, 7 points. In a brand new poll released yesterday, Walker has taken the lead. Walker has taken the lead over Tony Evers in the latest Marquette Law School poll. It's 1.4746. But at the end of September, Evers was still holding a 5-point lead over Walker. And these numbers are all among likely voters. In Arizona, Martha McSally, who has been running behind Kyrsten Sinema for the seat being vacated by Jeff Flake. Martha McSally, the Republican, The needle there has moved shockingly. McSally now with a 6-point lead. The survey conducted the first part of October with a sample size of 600. And Sinema has been leading that race for some time as well. These are all indicative of what's going on around the country. In Indiana, Mike Braun has taken the lead over Joe Donnelly, another guy who is a guy who voted against Kavanaugh with no real rationale for doing it, except that he's a Democrat and he should vote against the guy. That's really what it came down to, costing him in Indiana. Another big poll out yesterday in Nevada, the Senate race there, Dean Heller, the Republican, maybe the most vulnerable of all the Republicans, has taken the lead against his challenger, Jackie Rosen. He's now up 2 points. 2 points among likely voters, 2 points among registered voters. Dean Heller has taken the lead. He's been trailing that race pretty much the whole way through. You see, there's something going on here. Republicans are like incensed because they've finally seen what the truth is, and the truth is the Democrats will do anything to destroy them and good people. They will do and say anything to destroy their opponents. And it's all been on full display for all to hear and see. And when Hillary Clinton says, you can't be civil with these people, and Eric Holder says, kick them if they're down, people have had enough. Civility, I don't know. But victory, well, that's on the minds of Republicans, that I can tell you. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. That's WolverineWaterSystems.com. Tell Paul and Dave and the guys that I sent you on over. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.